You're listening to This Podcast is for Women, episode number 40. My special guest this week is Michelle Demaree of Miss Diamond Ring fame. She is on Instagram as Miss Diamond Ring. If you have not checked out her feed, please do. She offers white glove service, solitaire, engagement, anniversary, all kinds of jewelry, concierge service. She is an amazing lady. She's going to talk about how her life evolved as a single parent out in the dating world, getting to know some of my materials as a feminine energy coach, what she used in her life, and of course, how she built this amazing empire she has. Very niche service that she offers women. If I didn't say it enough already, please do go check her out on Instagram. She's Miss Diamond Ring. This is a great interview with Michelle. I think you're going to get a lot of valuable feminine energy, diamond girl enthusiasm from it. Here you go. Michelle is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I love her energy. I love her enthusiasm. I really think you're going to walk away from this podcast like feeling some of her amazing energy. It's so contagious. It feels so good. And I was really the lucky one to get Michelle as a client. So Michelle, say hello to everyone and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow. Thank you, Adrienne. I just feel like a big hug from you right now. Hi, everyone. So nice to meet you all and so happy to be on your podcast. I am a diamond concierge. I make ring dreams come true for women around the world and for couples around the world. It's a dream job, truly.
Tell us a little bit about your rings and how does a woman come to you and decide, like, you know, I need a ring concierge. Tell us a little bit about what's involved.
Yes. Well, I started this business about 8 years ago, and it was after working at all of the amazing retailers, Harry Winston, Tiffany & Company, Van Cleef & Arpels, selling millions. And then when my daughter, Charlotte, who is now nine, when she was one, I was feeling called to create something that was a little bit more bespoke, that allowed me to say yes more to my clients, because when you work for a big corporation, you can't do all these customizations. And to me, an engagement ring is the most powerful and meaningful symbol of your love and your commitment toward one another. And so I wanted every ring I created for every couple to embody their unique love story. And so, yeah, so fast forward to today, what I do is I basically create the Rodeo Drive experience in the most customized way, using the best diamonds in the world, the best, you know, bench jewelers who make the most beautiful bespoke rings, and really curating the process so the men are not stressed out. So it's easy, it's streamlined. The girl gets exactly what she wants. And it's like this beautiful experience that is not stressful. A couple spend on average 60 hours searching for engagement rings, which is, it's like, and they still don't have the confidence when they buy a lot of times, right? So it's like, and I know because my brother went through this. And so I helped him. And I was like, oh God, I got to just do this. Because I have the network, I have the experience, and I love it. It doesn't feel like work. It's just effortless. So for me, it's just a joy. It's like creating a work of art, working within every couple's budget, because there's also the value. We always fall in love with the thing we can't afford, right? And so women love coming to me because they can get the, you know, Rodeo Drive ring, but at a better value. Men love me too for that reason. So
I just have to say, it makes my brain, my head spin to think of working for a company in the jewelry industry, no less, and then starting my own business, getting my own designers, finding the stones. I mean, this just takes my breath away. I can't imagine how or what, you know, how you got this energy or this fuel, because you really are a very unique person out there. You know, you're very exclusive on your Instagram feed. My gosh, you create some beautiful and wonderful things. So what was the inspiration behind just going out in this whole new world? How did you do this? This just seems amazing to me.
Oh, Adrienne, it's so interesting, because if I think back to, I kind of call it my previous life. I was previously married, and my daughter was quite young. And I have to say, the writing was on the wall, and I knew that that marriage wasn't going to work out. And so it was actually a position of I have to find a way to be able to raise my daughter as a single mom, but make the money I need to make, but not be stuck at a retailer for 8-10 hours a day. I didn't want those handcuffs, but I still wanted to do what I loved. And I wanted to have time with my child. So that was actually the catalyst and the inspiration for me. It was this deep knowing. And I was lucky to go to this women's retreat. My dear friend, Rebecca Caffiero, who is this incredible female entrepreneur, invited me to this retreat. And it was that weekend where I discovered my gift, right? Like, what can I do? What do I want to do? What feels effortless? And that was the beginning. And I was like, oh no, I don't know how to build a website. I don't know how to run social media. I don't know how to do this. There were so many things I didn't know how to do. But what I can say is that if you have a passion and a drive for something, you can do it. You just have to not give up. That's it. And every year I learned how to do something else and something new. And I achieved that and learned that, and then grew this and grew the brand and learned SEO. Now, you know, got write-ups in Forbes and in all these places, offered a reality show actually.
Because I can't wait to get to where you are now, but tell us a little bit, you know, we know you were going through, had your daughter going through divorce. Tell us all about that. And then just where you were in the dating scene, what that was like for you.
Yes. Well, for everyone who doesn't know, I live in Los Angeles, so I had that going, you know, I don't want to say against me, but I had this mindset because I had always been a serial monogamist. I'd always been in long relationships and I'd never dated before, like dated. And this was about, I think I found you around 3 years ago, Adrian. And I had been a few years out of my separation or divorce, and moved and was dating. I was on all the apps, the Bumble, the Hinge, the League. I don't even know. There were so many, and thinking if I fixed my profile and this and that, and going on dates and either liking them and not hearing back from them, or they liked me and I wasn't into them, and just thinking, you know, and I'm a Capricorn. I'm like, I don't give up. I keep going. I'm telling you, I dated for years and years, and I was so frustrated. I was like, how is this not clicking? You know, like, I'm a catch, you know, but then I was like, oh, it's because I have a daughter. It's because I have a child. It's because, you know, it's like, we make these things in our head of like, it's because of this, or it's because of that, or it's because I'm not skinny enough, or it's because my boobs aren't big enough, or it's because, you know, my hair isn't long enough. And then we start to self-criticize, and then we just make ourselves smaller, which is not the thing. So I found you when I had been burned. I remember I got burned in two different relationships because I was like so all in so fast, because that's me. I'm passionate and I'm, that's what I want is a relationship and to find a home. That's what we all want. What we all want more than anything is to love and be loved. This is why we're here. And that is the mind trick of this whole dating game, is because it's just evading you here and there, shifting my energy. When I remember finding you and then like binging on all of your videos and then downloading all of your workbooks and then being like, how do I get a call with Adrian? Like, how do I get a call with her? Because what you were teaching made so much sense. And there are all these dating coaches out there, but it really is true that you have to start within. The way you feel about yourself and about your life, and as a woman, it in an invisible way, it is put out there, and everything is reflected back to you. So if you don't feel great about your life, and how could you, right? If you're going through a divorce and let's say you can't make things aren't going well, you don't feel great. The trick is, and I learned this from you and doing hypnosis and meditation, is like, you have to get yourself into a state where you're feeling good, where you're loving yourself, because the level at which you love yourself, when you get to a place where you actually like really love yourself, that is when you will call in someone who will love you at the level at which you love yourself. And that was the big trick, right? And also being okay. Like, when I remember you had a video, it was about like lunches, like just go to lunches. It's just a numbers game. And I was like, oh yes, I'm just going to do like two lunches a day, two coffee or not like just a coffee, a lunch and a dinner. And I remember when I met Paul, who is like absolutely the love of my life. We're engaged. We've been together for almost 2 years now. I was like, he was sandwiched in between some people, right? It was like, he got the coffee. I had a lunch and a dinner after that.
Right.
So I was just like, it's a numbers game. I released this desperate, like, I don't know. And it's not like I just had this, like, this feeling that didn't feel good. And it's almost like when I just released that and was like, it's okay. It's good. It's just a numbers game. So I'm just going to boom, 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 and it'll click. And I released it. It happened.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think what happened, not to interrupt your story, but I think what happened to you is that you weren't taking every single date so seriously.
Yeah.
And every man that you meet, instead of thinking this one might be the one, this one might be the one, you're just like, I'm just going to meet men. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to see how they trigger me. Getting triggered is one of the best things that can happen to you, because it's usually mirroring back to you something that you've got a problem with yourself, for example, you know, or too big of an expectation, or you're depending too much on a specific outcome. So you got curious.
And I have a 9-year-old daughter. So that was a really big thing. It's like, I want a man who's going to take care of like me and my daughter, family. Right. And so I wanted to feel that energy from him. And I, you know, absolutely. It's like, it takes men a while to kind of like, I don't know, some men to be fully bought in, right? Like, you know.
Well, he sounds like an amazing guy, and you are absolutely an amazing woman. And I sometimes believe in this day and age, it's almost more difficult for men, because we do have so many things that are kind of bred into our thinking and our belief systems. So you are now happily engaged. Tell us a little bit about what the future holds for you and your guy.
Oh gosh. Well, he just proposed 4 weeks ago at beautiful, the Rosewood Miramar in Montecito. Which I guess is where Kourtney Kardashian got engaged. And he's like, oh my God, I'm mortified. He's like, I didn't know. I'm so glad I didn't know that. Only because he wasn't trim. Well, anyway. It's just now we're planning a lot of potential things. Potentially growing the family. We'll see. With the house design and putting in a pool, and really just like the beautiful thing is like our, whether we have more kids or not, whether we travel, whether we just enjoy each other's company so much. And we're both on this journey of growth, like, because we're both a little different, we're helping each other grow. We give each other different perspectives around every single thing. I just know I found my person, because we can get through anything. It's me. If you have this good communication with your partner, like unconditional love, vulnerability, like we're both so open heart about things, like, you know,
I love it. It sounds so supportive and very much balanced, which is what we all want. And I think that really started by you being unzipped, open, and sharing your feelings. Now, another thing you were telling me is that your brother was getting engaged and you had a little conversation with him, or maybe you've had this conversation with your clients about how does a woman let a man know what ring she wants or what type of ring she wants? And when she is figuring this out, how can you help women find the ring that they want and have that conversation with their guy? How would that work?
Oh my gosh. Right. It's like, how do I get that ring that I really want?
That's
usually out of his budget, or, you know, it's like, or he may be able to afford it, but he'll be imagining something, you know, it's like, it's there, there's sometimes it depends, because every guy is different, every girl is different, but every girl usually dreams of having like a big beautiful ring. It's like, first of all, you have to be reasonable within whatever he can afford. That's just like, just, you know, you have to be reasonable there, like your expectations. If he makes X amount a year, he probably can't get you, you know, a 10 carat, but lab grown diamonds, by the way, are a huge, oh, really? I'm selling a lot of lab grown because they're so much, they're real diamonds. They're, you can get a lot more for your money, but anyway, that's side note. I'm doing a lot.
Nice.
Of
I love that idea.
Yeah, honestly.
You were able to offer some alternatives to diamonds that are mined versus lab grown.
Yes.
So when a girl has her eye set on, you know, this beautiful ring,
yeah,
what, how can she have that conversation with a man about like, well, how much were we going to spend? And,
yeah,
you know, and things like this, I would be a nervous wreck just thinking about it.
Yeah. So it's kind of a three-part thing. I talked to Paul about this too. We were kind of laughing about it because he did give me my dream ring, by the way, which is a beautiful, it's a 6-carat oval.
Wow.
And he sent it into outer space because he wanted to do his thing for me. Like, what can he give me as a rocket scientist? He can, you know, put it into orbit.
I love it.
Basically, like, first of all, as a woman, we're all allowed to have dreams, right? We can be little girls and be in our feminine and just dream. I dream of this. I dream of that. And you can share your dream with your partner. Oh my gosh. Like, I've always dreamed of going to this place. I've always dreamed, like, oh my gosh, it'd be such a dream to have, like, I saw, you know, Becky got engaged with this ring, and oh, it'd be such a dream to have a ring like that, like maybe in a different shape. That's okay. There's no threat there. There's no, you know, guys dream of having Ferraris, girls can dream of having whatever, but like, maybe when you're mentioning it, mention exactly what you want, like exactly what you hope he's going to give you this thing, but you're not snuggling next to your diamond at night. You're snuggling next to him. He's the one providing emotional support. He's the one providing security. So like, at the end of the day, he is who, that's the important part, right? Sometimes we can lose sight of what's actually important. So letting him know that will make him feel more secure and less defensive, but this is his gift to you. And if he knows that your dream is this, he knows you love him and you'll be with him no matter what, your chances are going to be pretty good.
I love that. So we have the first thing, share your dream with him. You might consider this to be, for those who follow my work, the innocent question, but I love this because you are letting him know, this is my dream. You know, when my husband and I first got engaged, we had a lot bigger things we were working on. This was my second marriage. And ring was not that big of a deal to me, but I let him know a little bit about what my dream would look like, how the shopping trip would look. I wanted there to be champagne. I wanted it to be this very special day for us.
Yeah.
And he absolutely made it that wonderful, special day for me. Oh. And then the next thing is, let him know that you love and accept him no matter what. Like, this is what I'm dreaming, hoping for, but I love and accept you no matter what. And then the last one is trust.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Trust, let it unfold, because it really is the man's gift to give. Does that sound right? Did I get them all?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Absolutely.
I love these. Well, Michelle, before we go, is there anything else that you want to share with my listeners? I would love for you to share your amazing Instagram channel. It's just so beautiful. If you love to look at jaw-droppingly beautiful rings, your website, anything else you want to share with us?
Yes. I think the most important thing that I can share, and that is, I think, the biggest truth to manifesting whatever you want, whether it's your dream man, your dream business, your dream ring, your dream house. Because I spent like 5 years getting here, 6, 7, 8 years, I don't know how many years. It's how you feel It's not necessarily even what you think, although what you think does drive how you feel. It's how you feel on a consistent basis is going to either push it away from you or drive it toward you. And so if you're feeling consistently, like you almost have to trick your mind into feeling happy about the thing you are going to get before you get it. Yeah. So it's like, you think I'll be happy when I get that guy. And then I'll be happy when I get that check, I'll be happy. But that's actually, you won't get it. Like, it's just true. You actually have to embody the feeling and the emotional state of having already received it. And then it will come to you. So that it's the biggest trick that works. It's just being in the state of happiness and gratitude and receivership and femininity, the feminine. And it literally works magic. Like I literally manifested even the home that Paul owned that I just purchased was the one in my vision board, like the one home, the kitchen.
Wow.
Like I'm telling you, like nuts.
Yes. And I don't know if anyone's watching the video of this, but it looks beautiful from what I can see. Like, it looks amazing. So I love how you talk about just having gratitude for what you do have, having future gratitude and getting in alignment with that good feeling place. Now, if people want to find you on Instagram, what is your Instagram handle?
It is Miss Diamond Ring.
Remember Miss Diamond Ring. And do you have a website that they can find you at?
MissDiamondRing.com.
Amazing. That's marketing genius. Now, how did you come up with Miss Diamond Ring just before we go?
It's kind of funny. I was trying to get like diamondring.com and it was taken and I was like, I'm Miss Diamond Ring. And I didn't know it would become this, you know, like persona, but that is who I am. I'm Miss Diamond Ring.
Well, soon it's going to be Mrs. Diamond.
I know. Mrs. No. Diamond Ring. I know. It's funny because Paul's like, I'm ready to be Mr. Diamond Ring. He's so helpful, by the way, with my business. He's so great because he's analytical. And anyway, come say hi on Instagram. I have a ton of, you know, just basically all the rings are custom made. Some are lab, some are natural, but they're all like.
And you do more than rings as well. You can really get any type of jewelry or piece of jewelry that you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely. Tennis bracelets. Necklaces, studs, all the things. I do.
Ooh. Well, maybe I'll be looking up some beautiful earrings for myself.
We all need studs.
All right, Michelle. Well, be sure to keep us posted about when you're going to get married. We would love to see photos. And if people follow you on Instagram, I'm sure they'll see those. And again, if you want to see some amazing, beautiful jewelry and really some wonderful happily ever after stories as well. Check out your feed. There's some beautiful stuff on there. Thank you so much for coming on here, being vulnerable, sharing your story. All of the women that are listening to this podcast, they're really going to benefit from you sharing your story. I talk a lot about the powerful dynamite woman who is drop dead gorgeous, who's incredibly intelligent, who's very successful, and how difficult it can feel for us to unzip our hearts, find our feelings, and open up and attract the right man. And you did it. So,
oh my God, hallelujah. But honestly, your work is so effective and powerful. Like, I'm just so thankful I found you and that you're such a wonderful resource of love and light to women to remind us just to drop into our state, it's just happiness and love, and that we can call it in. So, you know, I can't wait to make rings for all of your beautiful women who will meet their man.
That would be great. I love getting those testimonials. So that would be wonderful. All right, everybody, you can find the links below to Miss Diamond Ring, and we would love to hear from you in the comments section. And again, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thanks for being on my show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adrienne.
All right. Bye-bye.